This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Okay, now picture this. Madison Square Garden, the world's greatest arena. The stands are packed. It's a sellout crowd, 20,000 people. And on the ice, the New York Rangers are valiantly looking to close out the season on what they hope will be a high note. Suddenly, there's a breakaway. The Rangers' Frank Vetrano zooms down the ice. It's just him and the opposing goalie, and he shoots, and the home crowd groans. In that moment of frustration and true grief, Ray Castaldi comes to the rescue. Castaldi is the organist at Madison Square Garden, and his music direction has everything to do with whether you're sitting in your seat or standing up and screaming your lungs out. With the Rangers now out of contention for the Stanley Cup, Castaldi gets to take some time off. We paid him a visit recently, just as the Rangers were closing out their season.
I'm Ray Castaldi. I'm the music director for the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden. So we're up here on the 10th floor of Madison Square Garden, really the 11th floor, because there's one more little stairwell to get up here. And we are right up by the ceiling, right up by the Ranger banners. They're hanging in front of us. You really can't get any higher and be inside the building. And we're up on this ledge, and we've got the organ here and some DJ equipment and electronic gear, and we're looking out over the ice. Oh, that was kind of cool. As if on cue, the music starts up. ...1989, different world. I was doing music in nightclubs, and I heard about the Garden from a friend of mine. He's like, you know, they're auditioning someone to play the organ. They want to bring the organ back. They need someone who can pick records, too, and mix records, as well as play the organ. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll give that a shot. And, you know, I figured I'd do it for a year or so. My job is to kind of line up the energy of the fans and get them all going in the same direction and, you know, maybe get them going to a higher level than they would do on their own.
Wow. Well, they're not going to be very happy here.
I'm kind of like the biggest fan, right? The big